Every night I lay in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake.
So today we are going to talk about our family values. This is something that we have in the center of our home, something that we see on a daily basis, and something that Andy and I created together.
Yeah, and I think the most important part about it is we like to use this, or I like to use this, as a reminder and a compass to keep me on track and focused and just keep me in line with where I want to go. And sometimes I'll sit and I'll say something or do something, and it's not in line with the values that we've decided to operate our family out of, and it just keeps us on track. And Darby had the good idea of kind of creating it. And where'd you get it from? Tell the backstory on how you decided.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was from Rachel Hollis. Mm-hmm. And when she was married to her husband, Dave, they had said they had something in their dining room that was, it basically was a family value, but it wasn't as in depth as ours. It was just like a sentence or two, but something that stuck out to them and kept them centered as a family, and that they saw when they gathered, you know, around the table at dinner time, and they often like reflected on it. And we kind of did that, you know, at King's Croft. We had it in that, you know, on our wall there where we ate. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that we looked at every single day.
Yep, and I think it's another reason why it's important. If you think about like a big company, right? They have like values that they talk about, and they train their employees in their values. And then you talk about like big sports teams, they have like core values for their sports team. And I just think that if you take that approach as make your family have core values and everything, like we're athletic. We did athletic things throughout the course of our life. So it's good to have like a philosophy pretty much behind how you operate and why you operate the way you do. And how it started was, you know, distraction free. We went out to brunch.
Yeah, it was brunch. Yep.
Where did we go again? What was it called? Go hash.
Yeah, hash
hash a go go. Hash hash go go. Morristown. We sat down, and we had kind of prompted each other. Hey, listen, bring 10 things.
Yes.
And I'll bring 10 things.
And we'll kind of condense them, and we came up with 6 that really resonated with us.
Yeah.
I think we sat there for like 2 hours.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Actually.
And we decided out of that list, what were the top ones that we wanted to do. And the top 6 that we came up to are, as we read them right here, and importance too, I think, from top to bottom as
Yes. And before we go into our values, I just want to say, for people who may be thinking of it, or maybe you already have something like this in your house, and that's awesome. But if you don't, you know, think about what's really important to you and your wife and your kids, you know, what you guys see for your future, and like how you want to live your day-to-day life. You know, and you know, that's how you kind of come up with your values. Like what we have here, you know, it's really important to us and specific to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 6. And the very first one we have is faith. And then we put a little blurb next to it. Well, like, okay, how do we want to demonstrate our faith on a daily or weekly, monthly basis? So we put, we attend Mass weekly. We share daily prayer and look forward to what God has in store for us. So do you kind of want to elaborate on
that? Yeah, no, I just think the more and more you like reflect on things that happen to you in life, I feel like there's something behind it of why it happened, or how it like popped up in your head as like a thought or an energy that gets you excited about, you know, going after something or doing something. And I think a lot of the stuff all falls in line with faith. And I feel like that's the top, like I've heard it so many times where people are like, if you get your faith right, you get your fitness right, you know, business is going to do well. If you get your faith right and you get your fitness right, you know, marriages and relationships and things around you are going to be better and stronger, you know. So I think it's just a key pillar that you just decide that you're going to build your foundation off of that, right? If you're building a house, you have to have a strong foundation, right? In our house, we have a strong foundation, and the foundation that we build that off of is faith.
Yep. And our kids definitely feel that. Like, we're definitely teaching them more and more. I mean, like, mm-hmm. you know, and Declan was in Catholic school for 3 years. So, like, that was a great foundation for him, as well as what we model in the home. You know, we have, even tonight, he grabbed the Bible on the island, and he was, like, you know, just looking through it, because now he can read. So he was trying to read through it. But I want to kind of just quickly talk about how we share daily prayer. Now this is something I feel like couples do kind of probably struggle with. We definitely don't pray together, but I think we've gotten better at, because I think it's, I don't know why, I think it's like a hard thing for people to do sometimes. Like, we've done it, we pray with our kids every night. At least we try to. I mean, at least 90% of the time we try to get them to say their prayers. We pray with them, usually the same things every night. But with us, I mean, I feel like we, you know, get together and, you know, pray together with, like, our Bible app. Like, when I read the Bible app, and then we'll do the questions. Like, we always kind of ask each other, like, oh, you know, what do you think of that? And we'll just, like, elaborate in that way. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's something you could do. You know, even just reading a Bible verse together and just saying, like, hey, like, what's your thoughts on this? Or, you know, and just move on with your day. But I mean, definitely praying together is probably something we could work on for sure.
Mm-hmm, sure. And yeah. To be honest, like, all these things that we're about to talk about are not things that we hit 100% non-negotiable, don't miss. But again, it's like a reminder that when we see this sign mm-hmm. hanging in our house, it kind of has you pushed into a reflection where you're like, okay. Did I do these things today?
Yeah.
Yep. And if you didn't, then tomorrow's a new day. Yeah. And then try not to miss too many days in a row.
Yep.
The second thing we do
is teamwork. And our little blurb next to this was, by supporting each other, sacrifices will be made as we chase our goals and our dreams.
Mm. Yeah, and I think it's, to piggyback on that, like, the support system, I feel as though can make or break you. If you don't have a good support system around you, there's a ceiling that you're going to kind of run into, and you need that support system to kind of break through that ceiling. Yeah. And I think that's something that we've had forever. I think we've always pushed each other to kind of and supported each other and pushed each other in good ways, you know, healthy ways, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think that's a huge opportunity for people just in general to just kind of think about these things, right?
And it's not all sunshine and rainbows every day. Don't get me wrong. We are.
Yeah.
We are.
We butt heads sometimes, yeah.
We do. We're a married couple. We have 3 kids. And it can be really hard to not be, you know, to have resentment, things like that. But, like, we definitely try to not do that. And we try to have systems in place that, you know, and routines that, you know, but since we moved, I think we could definitely rework on this, having better routines. Like, we have a routine here, but it's not as disciplined as, you know, it once was. And, you know, you can always get back to that. But, you know, you definitely need to be moving as fluid as you can, though, because so much is going on. And number one, by right, sacrifices will be made. That's also really important. Like, you have to understand where your partner is in their journey, you know. And, like, for us, we're both, like, building ourselves, right? So it can be kind of hard to figure out, like, okay, well, who's more important? But it's just, like, you know, you definitely need, you have to support each other, and you just have to pick up, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what a perfect segue into our next topic. Literally, we just talked about growing. Literally.
Our next one. So is growth. We are intentional about our growth spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we kind of talked about it just a little bit, but it all ties together where we are always growth oriented, always looking to grow, always looking to get better in these areas. And You know, it's not about like, oh, let's make all these changes in one day. Let's make all these changes. Let's start going to the gym. Let's start doing this. Let's start doing all these different things. Yeah. No, the goal was to try to grow 1% better every day.
And I think too, like with growth, and of course, like we're not going to go so in depth with each of these because we only have so much time here, but, you know, you're not going to hit 100% on everything that you want to grow in. You know, you're going to go through growing pains and stages with each one, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Mm. You know, like, I mean, I have to say for like me right now, like my physical could be way better. I could definitely have, and one of my goals this year is to have a consistent workout routine. But having this in front of me, again, like we always say, we're not hitting on all cylinders at all times, 100%, 110%. We're always lacking in something. But, you know, of course, the goal is to not be.
Right.
Like, you know, you want to be, you know, pushing at your, you know, your full potential with everything. But again, it's a reminder in our face that we have growth and that we're intentional about each one. I think spiritual, we're like really good with. We've really grown a lot with that, you know, together. Mental toughness, mental growth. That's something you're like so good with, so good with. And, you know, but of course he always needs that reminder, I guess, in his face that even if he's so good with it, you know, like he could be better. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's, I mean, like just saying that's from, you know, our standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to say anything else on growth?
No, I think that was like, boom, okay. Hit on the head.
Pride. Right. Mm-hmm. But this took us a little bit, I remember,
yep,
after we said this, because we were like, pride is really important to us, but we aren't like, what's that word? Like boastful, what's that word? We're not like in your face, right? We're not like, you know, oh, hey, look at us. Like we have a lot of like, you know, I don't want to say a bad word, but.
Yeah, I think what she's trying to say, maybe I can elaborate, open that up a little bit. I think it comes down to just the conversation we had earlier with our son about it's like when you wake up in the mirror and you look yourself in the mirror, it's literally you versus you.
Yes.
It's not a pride thing where it's like us versus the world.
Yes.
No, it's like we have pride and we take that very seriously. And what's the description say?
So we are proud of who we are and remain humble.
Mm-hmm. So it's sprinkle.
That was important to us.
Sprinkle of gratitude in there.
Yeah.
If you heard that, right? A little bit of sprinkle of gratitude in there. You know, we're proud of where we're coming from and where we came so far.
Yeah.
And,
but
you
we're
know.
Pretty humble people.
Yeah. Absolutely. We are. Yeah.
We're proud. Like, we, you know, and again, like, what a nice reminder for us to see every day, you know, that we should be proud of who we are and who we are as a family and who we are as individuals and as a married couple. You know, but also just remaining humble.
Yeah, and also
in those feelings.
Also to the like the Bernardic name,
right?
Literally, could have ended with me. You know, and I take a lot of pride in that. I even have my last name tattooed across my back. And we have the three boys now that are going to continue the Bernardic name. So very proud of that too as well. So it all kind of ties in together. So it really covers pretty much the whole thing. I'm very proud that I'm faith-driven. I'm very proud that I have good teamwork. I'm very proud that I'm working every day and growing and trying to get better at things. So it encompasses pretty much our six core values.
Yeah. I feel like I've always been like pretty, you know, as individual, right? Because we are individuals first. Like, even though this is our things as a family, it's kind of funny that we, you know, at the end of the day, we have these in our home. But, like, I've always been so, you know, like, proud of myself, like, for anything I've ever overcome. So, you know, it's important. Our next one is compassion. And our little explanation next to that is, we are kind, loving, and caring to ourselves and our community.
Mm.
Yeah. That is, you know what? I feel like when I read that one, like, I'm a very compassionate person. I'm a nurse. I'm a mom, right? I like, love nature and wildlife and animals. Like, I just have, you know, and just listening to people's, you know, stories, you know, like, I just have so much compassion for people. But this is something that I feel like you never stop going towards. And it's not something that you, like, I don't want to say it's not something that you master. Like, of course you master compassion, but, you know,
Well, what also, too, I think something to kind of add to that is that we want our kids and we want everyone in our family to have compassion, too, as well. It's so important, man. There's so much, like, crap going on and so much, like, bullying and picking on and name-calling and things like that. And you know what? Again, it's you versus you is what I kind of always go back to, because, like, you choose how you act. You choose how you are to people. You choose your reputation, pretty much. It's your choice, right? So we're choosing compassion with us and our family, and I think that's gonna actually play out really well.
Oh, you know what, here's something good. Well, one, you know, we do, or at least I do, like, affirmations with the kids all the time. Sometimes we do them in the mirror in the morning before school, like with Declan. You know, I'll go through the same ones, like I'll have him iterate, I am kind, I'm smart, I am a good friend, I'm a good listener, like things that I, you know, that I want him to believe in for himself. So we're always, like, demonstrating compassion, even with Nathan, like, I am smart, you know, I am loved, like, we do that all the time.
That's okay. I think that's good. We did good for compassion. I think anyone else can look up the word compassion and kind of add to that as you will. That's just the word we chose. Again, you guys can have your own words and your own values and everything. And what's the next one we got?
Adventure. Mm-hmm. So we are open-minded, enjoy laughing, and we plan adventures quarterly.
Yeah. I think we can definitely do better at the quarterly adventures. And a part of why this is so important is because when they see Daddy working, I'm, like, so serious and I'm, like, so, like, focused and I'm taking care of people. And, you know, I think it's very important that we are more intentional when we're with our kids, and we kind of are not, like, this stern thing, and we're fun and we're adventurous. I don't want to be labeled as, like, oh, Dad, you're so boring. You know, so I think it's very important that we are intentional about creating the memories too as well with our kids, because these are things that kids are never going to forget. Declan still to this day will tell us about adventures that we took when he was 2 years old, 3 years old. Yes. Remember when we did this? Remember when we did that? And, you know, it's just something that's going to stick with him forever. And I think it's very important that we can incorporate things like, you know, weekly adventures and fun activities and things like that. Darby's great at that, obviously.
With the adventures? I know. Well, you know what? And me, you know, of course, like, the quarterly adventures are something that we want to, like, do with the kids. And even just ourselves, actually. It doesn't even have to be with the kids. And half the time, it's not. We definitely do little adventures together. You know, with the kids so little, it is kind of hard. Like, once they get Declan's age, I think it's easier to kind of, you know, get out there a little more. But we definitely do little adventures, like even just being outside or walking them to the beach. Like, to me, that's a little adventure. Like, my 3-year-old and my 1-year-old, you know, Nathan and Finn, they have no idea. That is, like, a huge world for them, like a huge adventure, you know, out of the house. Mm-hmm. But and we definitely enjoy laughing. We're always cracking up. Whether together, right, or with the kids. You know, and especially as Declan gets older, like, he's just so funny. Like, remember the other night, we were just belly laughing in the playroom. Like, he's just so, it could just be so funny and lighthearted, because, again, like Andy said, we don't have to be so serious and stern all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's nice to have that break and balance, and, again, have this in your face to read, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And I just remember what I wanted to say about compassion, by the way. I lost my train of thought earlier, but I was explaining to Declan, because, you know, in here we said, you know, we are kind and loving and caring to ourselves and our community. So what I really try to instill into Declan, especially, is not to be a candle blower outer for people and to always show compassion. I was explaining to them, I said, Declan, what does a candle do when it's lit? What does a candle look like when it's lit? And he's like, it's bright, you know? And I'm like, right, because there's a fire, right? And he said, yes. I said, so when you're not kind to people or you're not showing compassion towards people, I'm like, you're blowing out their candle. And, you know, he kind of really thought about that, because I'm like, you know, and I always try to reverse it. My uncle taught us this about always, like, how would you feel if somebody did X, Y, and Z to you? Mm-hmm. You know, what if someone's, you know, made fun of your shirt or whatever, you know, a 6-year-old might do? You know, that's going to blow out your candle. So you always want to be showing compassion for two people, you know, even the people that are not the nicest to you. You know, because again, what does it go back to? Our faith is number one, and we, you know, we want to model how Jesus was to us. But anyway, I just wanted to touch on that compassion part in the community, you know.
Very good.
Go really broad on that, but
so if you want to read through the five, the six pillars, six words one more time.
Yeah. So our six, you want me to read the blurbs again or no?
Go ahead.
So again, one was faith. We attend Mass weekly. We share daily prayer and look forward to what God has in store for us. Number two is teamwork. By supporting each other, sacrifices will be made as we chase our goals and our dreams. Number three is growth. We are intentional about our growth spiritually, mentally, and physically. Number four is pride. We are proud of who we are and we remain humble. Number five is compassion. We are kind, loving, and caring to ourselves and our community. And number six is adventure. We are open-minded, enjoy laughing, and we plan adventures quarterly.
Yeah, and just kind of reflecting on how great of like an exercise this is for you. And again, this is something you can kind of revisit every year and just fine-tune it, maybe adjust it, but this is something we did and we've had it for a couple of years now, and
ours is like painted a big sign, so
we'll post it.
We will mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, again, this is something you could do definitely as a couple, but if your kids are older and not little like us, you know, definitely like incorporate them into it. I think it would be a really fun family thing you know, to do together. Yeah, and then most important part is to have this hanging somewhere in your home.
So what good is it putting a sign together, doing all the work, picking out the things you like?
You want to see it day in and day out.
And then not being able to revisit it. So it's just like anything, just like a vision board too as well. Vision board, you know, you want to have it in front of you so you can see it. This is something that's really good, and we're going to have this hanging right in our dining room.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to that.
Awesome.
And I hope it encourages you to kind of set values for your own family.
Very good. Sayonara.